First, a few other items worth mentioning. Governor Mike Beebe is back in the state after his trade mission to China. Matt DeCampbell, spokesman for the governor, says Governor Beebe and his entourage arrived back in Arkansas last night after flying out of Hong Kong.
A lot of meetings over 11 days in China. A lot of dignitaries, a lot of cultural exchanges, a lot of very official visits, but also a lot of direct meetings with prospects. And that's where we hope to see some results in the short-term future.
China is the fourth largest trading partner for Arkansas, and Matt DeCampbell says the governor is glad he made the trip.
He did realize, though, over there, even more so than he had been told, the value that the Chinese put on direct contact and on face-to-face meetings. And so having him there leading the state delegation meant a lot to a lot of people that they met.
The governor and Grant Tenniel, the Arkansas Economic Development Director, plan to hold a press conference about the China trip tomorrow morning.
Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor was the only Democrat to cast a vote against the measure that would have set a minimum 30% federal tax rate on the country's highest earners. The proposal, called by some the Buffett Rule, failed to get the 60 votes required to move out of the Senate. It failed 51-45.
Sierra Ricketts will have a chance to play pro basketball. The Arkansas senior was selected by the Phoenix Mercury in the second round of yesterday's WNBA draft. She was the 24th player taken overall. Shakina Strickland of Moralton, Arkansas, was taken as the second overall player in the draft. She played her college basketball at Tennessee.
The University of Arkansas baseball team will play Stephen F. Austin twice today and tonight at Baum Stadium in Fayetteville. The first game of the doubleheader will begin at 3:05. Arkansas will resume SEC play this weekend with a three-game set at Mississippi. Meanwhile, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals closed their first homestand of the season tonight at Arvez Ballpark in Springdale with a 7:05 first pitch against San Antonio. The Nats split a doubleheader with the Missions last night.